Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. As uncovered by The Markup, Life360, a family safety service, is reportedly selling location data on 31 million families and kids to a dozen data brokers, some of which sold data to U.S. government contractors. Other data brokers also sell location data to virtually anyone who wants to buy it. The report also notes Life360 is failing to protect data privacy, allowing data to potentially be linked back to the original people using the service. Life360 is buying Tile, another tracking service. The company's CEO said it had no plans to sell data on Tile users. Instagram announced teen safety updates the day before CEO Adam Mosseri is set to testify before U.S. Congress. The Senate hearing is titled Protecting Kids Online, Instagram and Reforms for Young Users, focusing on what the Meta-owned company knows about the impact of its services on younger people. The new update prevents users from tagging or mentioning teens not followed by the account and will recommend other topics if a teen spends too much time on one specific interest. Next year, parents and guardians will be able to see how much time their teen spends on Instagram, enabling the ability to set limits, and will notify them if a teen reports another user. Following a London court ruling earlier this year that Uber drivers are workers and not contractors, Uber asked for clarification, hoping to retain its existing business model. In an updated ruling on Monday, judges said the law requires a contractual obligation between operators and passengers once a booking is made, which applies to all private hire operators in London. The ruling may lead to a price rise for Uber and others, as the companies are now liable for VAT, which could add up to 20% more cost per trip. WhatsApp rolled out support for disappearing messages as a default for all conversations. Previously, it required to be selected for individual conversations. Users also have more options for when conversations disappear, with 24-hour and 90-day options added to the existing 7-day period. Google TV postponed launching personalized profiles, which was supposed to be ready in November, but will now arrive in the coming months. In the meanwhile, some U.S. users now have access to Google TV's ambient mode, which displays contextual information based on your profile, showing images from Google Photos, content recommendations, weather reports, and more. A wider release is expected in the next few weeks to months. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating Tesla following a whistleblower complaint, alleging the company failed to disclose safety risks with SolarCity rooftop solar panels. Reuters reports the SEC acknowledged the probe following a Freedom of Information Act request by former employee Steve Henkes, after the company allegedly ignored his request to notify consumers and regulators about the issues. Previously, Walmart sued after its solar panels led to 7 store fires and said Tesla repeatedly sent inspectors who lacked basic solar training and knowledge. Mark Zuckerberg announced Pac-Man Community is coming to Facebook Gaming, one of the first games allowing audiences to play together while spectating. Streamers will be able to live stream their Pac-Man matches, and the audience can take control of the ghosts. Zuckerberg states, "You'll be able to play this classic game with friends, watch creators play, and build your own mazes. Gaming is a big part of the metaverse, and I'm looking forward to seeing games like this get more interactive and immersive." Toyota announced the building of a $1.3 billion battery production plant in North Carolina. Aiming for a 2025 completion, the site will have four production lines, each able to deliver enough batteries for 200,000 electric vehicles that year and use 100% renewable energy. Toyota plans to expand the facility to a minimum of six production lines in the future. First reported by Nikkei Asia, Japan is proposing restrictions to only allow banks and wire transfer services to issue stablecoins in advance of plans to roll out a yen-based cryptocurrency, DCJPY, in 2022. Japan's financial services agency intends to oversee wallet providers engaging in stablecoin transactions and requires specific security protocols, like verifying user identities and reporting suspicious activity. Several employees at Raven Software, a team under Activision Blizzard, are walking out to protest QA layoffs from last week. Associate Community Manager Austin O'Brien says Activision promised the QA team better pay and a restructure and instead plans to lay off a third of the team. According to a letter from the protesting workers, Call of Duty Warzone generates $5.2 million a day, and workers who were let go were not given a clear reason for the dismissal. And the language learning app Duolingo released its 2021 language report, naming "I am mentally exhausted" as its phrase of the year. The company states the phrase was chosen to reflect the tone and overall feeling of the year. As it's that time of the year, if you've completed 10 Duolingo lessons in 2021, you can now find your personalized year in review in the app. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.